We are doing the best we can, sir.
Well, get off your ass and do something!
Sir, you need to calm down or leave.
It's hard to be calm when tons of people and their lives are at stake.
I can assure you we have everything on board with this case.
If you don't find her, I will. That was me at the police station. I've hung on to hope for so long now, and now I find myself more alone than ever. All those people, and Leah. All she wanted to do was give people some relief in the case of Limetown. Now, I don't know if she's alive. I have to keep looking. Hello?
Mark Green. I've been watching you.
Excuse me?
Meet me at the library at West Boulevard in exactly 2 hours. We have things to discuss.
This is Mark Green. An hour has passed, and I'm debating on going to meet this stranger. Knowing that he has been watching me, who knows if he's watching me now. If I don't go to him, maybe he will come to me. Maybe he has answers about anything, maybe even about Leah. If this man really has been watching me, then he most likely is still watching me now. So I'll head to a quiet coffee shop in the West Boulevard and see if this man comes for me.
Hello, love seeing new faces in here. Would you like anything?
Yes, I would like an almond brave, no whip.
Coming. Coming right up. That will be $4.
Mark Green again. I'm currently waiting in the coffee shop on West Boulevard. I have a clear view of the library. I've been sitting here for 30 minutes now. The only suspicious thing I've seen so far is someone came running out of the store, but they didn't have anything with them. Oh dear. Now there is a very suspicious man in a suit sitting on the bench across the street staring at me. I feel like I can't move.
Sir, is there anything else you'd like? Sir, are you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm,
Hello, sir. Looks like we're seeing lots of new faces in here today. Would you like anything?
No, I'm just here to talk to my friend here. Thank you. Come on, Mark. How about we go somewhere else, huh?
Yes. Alright. I'm here with the man who called me saying we had to discuss something. He just seems so suspicious. Does he know anything about Leah? Does he know Lenore Dougal? This could be anything. How could he even know Leah's uncle? Or even about Limetown? He could know about the other Limetowns that Lenore told us about.
Turn that thing off. We can't have people listening while we discuss. Come on, we're almost at the bridge on West Avenue. Sorry I didn't introduce myself properly. My name is Dwayne Ember. And I'm going to tell you about what was going on in the other Limetowns. The one you know is the project of with emotions, thoughts of people to know what they are saying in their head. So, as you know, these Limetowns are very mysterious, almost as if no one knows of their existence. But I'm here to tell you otherwise. You see, Mark, these Limetowns are in plain sight. The only reason for this one to be kept so secret is because of the Russians. The Russians want to have world peace, but they want to take away all freedom as well. This tech drives you insane, Mark. Makes you hear things that are around you. It gives you no peace and quiet from others. It's horrible. The Russians want to take advantage of this and convert it into somewhat superpower for their soldiers. Once you're insane, they manipulate you to do unspeakable things. So our job is to stop this. And since you are an asset, like, you must know something.
You mentioned the word us. You mean you and me, right?
No, I do not.
Then who?
The rest of Division 7. We work for the CIA and FDA, an assault division for members of the Secret Service.
Holy shit. This is pretty serious then, huh?
Indeed. We need every asset we can get, and you're closest to Whoville.
Say what now?
Whoville, the next Limetown.
Okay, take me there. Upon reaching Whoville, I see a sign that reads its name and an officer fixing it. It's a nice regular place where nothing seems out of place. There was a big lot of cars, but plenty of space. Is this it?
Yes. Why do you ask?
It just looks so normal.
I told you. They all are. We have nothing to hide. Whoville is about the experiment of energy efficiency. It's not all that serious.
If you had nothing to hide, then why does no one know about it?
Stop with the crap. The only reason you don't know is because it didn't make the big cut for reports on the news. It's your own fault, Mark.
I mean, I guess you're right, but I don't call those shots.
Well, step out. We have a lot to discuss.
We arrived to a small building labeled Check-In. So, what are we doing here?
You're going to meet my boss, Jane Kallick. Be careful of what you say. She's a little cranky.
Hello, Mark. What a pleasure it is to meet you.
Hi, Jude.
Shut up. I will ask you a question to which you will answer. Do I make myself clear? I'll have you know, Mark, I am a woman with power. I won't hesitate to cripple your little life. I mean business. Now answer this question. What is your reason to find Leah?